गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Jai Radha Gopinath. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Mithai Gaur Bhimanande, Shishi Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nithai ki jai. श्री गोपाल जी महाराज की जय. श्री जनार्दन जी महाराज की जय. दाई गौर प्रेमानंदे ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. गोविंदाय नमो नमः.
हरे कृष्ण. जय. सो नाइस टू बी बैक इन टेंपल सी डिवोटीज. What was most easy thing to do has become very rare now. So the message is that if we do not value things in time, then they will be taken away in the course of time. Till we again realize the value of those things, and then again it will be given back to us. As it is, the association of devotees is supposed to be rare in human being. Durlabha manama janama satsanga. Now it has become more rare. So two things can happen. Either we can just get detached from it. Anyway, it's not available, just forget it. Or we can get more hankering, more longing, burning longing, like as Krishna was there in Vrindavan. There was one association, one pleasure. He went away They didn't say, okay, it's gone away. Let me wait till he comes, till that I continue my work. They were burning. And you know, that highest nectar of love was experienced when there was separation. And for that only Krishna had actually left. So similarly, everything that we have in life, in bhakti, in the process of devotion, in the process of salvation of our soul, we need to take it very seriously. Because time is passing very fast. And nothing is waiting for anybody. Whether there is a misery, there is a disaster, whether there is no disaster, everything is all right. Time is running with its own steady pace, without consideration of anybody. For Prime Minister, for the King, for the ordinary beggar on the road, for everybody it is passing. And devotees who have been blessed with these precious things in life should all take it very seriously. Because every moment, whether it is a moment of disaster, world disaster, or whether it is a moment of happiness, so-called happiness in the world, both these moments are equally potential to connect us with Krishna. Every single moment, whether it's disaster moment or a happiness moment, potentially, because it's human moment, it is powerful enough to connect us with our goal. Every moment. So what is required is the awareness, inner awareness, what I am blessed with, what I can do, how I can best utilize this moment of human life, how can I be immersed in remembrance of Krishna. And these are not impossible things. These are not only prerogatives or adhikar of only pure devotees. Anybody can get immersed in the remembrance of the Lord and His devotees and the holy places on the pastimes. The access is available to everybody. As much as Narad Muni, as much as to Prabhupada, to Rupa Goswami, to us, the access is same. But the most important understanding is, the access is more so available in Kali Yuga. Exponentially, the access increases as Kali Yuga advances. So let us read the verse today. I will forget that only. So we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam, The Appearance of Sri Narad Muni, text number 16.
Paravaragya sarishihi kalena vyaktaram hasa yuga dharma vyati karam praptam bhuvi yuge yuge.
Sorry, I made a mistake. Okay, you can read one line at a time. Paravaragya
sarishihi kalena vyaktaram ramhasa yuga dharma vyati karam praptam yuga dharmam vyati karam praptam bhuvi yuge yuge. Paravaragya sarishihi kalena vyaktaram hasa yuga dharma vyati karam praptam bhuvi yuge yuge.
You can repeat.
Paravaragya sarishihi kalena vyaktaram hasa yuga dharma vyati karam praptam bhuvi yuge yuge.
Yuge yuge, Mataji.
Prapta ज्ञातम भुवि युगे युगे. माताजी लाइक टू सिंग. प्रवरज्ञस्य ऋषिः कालेन व्यक्तरं हस युगधर्म व्यतीकरं प्राप्तं भुवि युगे युगे. पर अवर, पर अवर, पास्ट एंड प्रेजेंट फ्यूचर. ज्ञः वन हू नोज, सः ही ऋषिः व्यासदेव कालेन इन द कोर्स ऑफ टाइम अर्यक्त सॉरी अव्यक्त अनमैनिफेस्टेड रमहसा बाय ग्रेट फोर्स युग धर्म एक्ट्स इन टर्म्स ऑफ द मिलेनियम व्यक्तिकरम व्यतिकरम एनोमलीज प्राप्तम हैविंग अक्रूड भूवि ऑन द अर्थ युगे युगे डिफरेंट एजेस. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद. द ग्रेट सेज व्यासदेव सॉ एनामुलीज इन द ड्यूटीज ऑफ मिलेनियम. दिस हैपन्स ऑन द अर्थ इन डिफरेंट एजेस ड्यू टू अनसीन फोर्सेस इन द कोर्स ऑफ टाइम. परपोर्ट. The great sage like Vyasadeva are liberated souls and therefore they can see clearly past and future. Thus he could see the future anomalies in the Kali Yuga and accordingly he made arrangement for the people in general so that they can execute a progressive life in this age which is full of darkness. The people in general in this age of Kali are too much interested in matter which is temporary. Because of ignorance, they are unable to evaluate the assets of life and be enlightened in spiritual knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो एज आई वॉज मेंशनिंग the plight of Kali Yuga. In every single thing there are always two aspects. One aspect of Kali Yuga is that everybody is degraded, everybody is simply interested in the matter, everybody is simply interested in sense gratification, everybody is doing heinous activities, and as the time is passing the speed of doing things also is fast. As the time is passing. And at the same time, in this same era of Kali Yuga, those who practice bhakti, they move towards Krishna much faster than before, as time goes. So exponentially the speed increases. Here the speed increases to go down, and there the speed increases to go up to Krishna. So that is why Kali Yuga is worshipped by sages. Those who are, you know, Trikaladarshi, those who are there from Satya Yuga, there are many people. Ashwatthama is there, Vyasamuni is there. There are many people who are all throughout the ages, they are there. And they can see Satya Yuga, what is the quality, Treta Yuga, what is the quality, who is going to come, Dwapar Yuga, what's going to happen, Kali Yuga, what's going to happen. And everybody knows Kaler, Dosher, Nidher, Rajan. So much, Nidhi means ocean, you know, big treasure of faults. You see everywhere there are faults. Every single place. Nothing is right actually. You go, any small thing you want to do, there is so many problems, corruptions, so many negativities, so many struggles are there. So simple things, you know. But still, Asti Eko Mahan is worshipped by sages. Because the degraded the age is, the more the degradation,
that much multiplication and exponential benefit is there by being in Kali Yuga and trying to worship Krishna. So all the demigods, I don't know exactly where it is going, but I've been hearing it right from the beginning of my introduction to Krishna consciousness. And all the demigods are standing in line to take birth in the family of Vaishnavas. So that, you know, instead of living lakhs and lakhs of years of life in the heavenly planets, enjoying sense gratification to the ultimate degree, those are wise demigods. Everybody is not wise there, please understand. Only those prominent names from whom we know they are pure devotees and they are serving Krishna in a very wonderful manner. So such people who are in the association of such devotees and such people who are in the company of Narad Muni, like sages who visit Swargalokas, who realize that we are wasting here thousands and thousands, thousands of years just enjoying good smell and apsaras and good food and flowers and Nandanvan and so many things, but life is just an account of punya. And then shene punya marta loke vishanti. Again, we have to come down after that affluent life of millions of years. So better to stand in line for Kali Yuga instead of Satya Yuga line. Because Kali Yuga line is max 100 years. As per the prediction only. The max life is 100 years. It's reducing day by day also. Life is going down. So then what happens? Within few years of some effort, you can go back to Godhead. Not to get liberation or not to Brahma Jyoti. Straight one can be back to Godhead. Or straight one can be situated on the platform of Shuddha Bhakti. And be wherever the Lord wants under the full protection of love and affection. So always, in everything that we see, there are two sides. One is the worst side and one is the best side. And we need to get trained to see the best side always, so that we don't get discouraged. And we continue our services, continue our life. And more important than all these things, be happy while doing continuing our life. It's not that I am performing bhakti, but it's so painful, it's so miserable. So much struggle is there. The end is very good, but I don't know when the end will come. Let me now struggle. It's not like that. It is su sukham kartum avyayam. Right now also. Right now also it is blissful. Although we are not become pure devotees. Because it's the best side of the Kali Yuga. But the challenge is to always remain on the best side of Kali Yuga. If you slip down, then there's everything, all menus available to you. All the menu that material world is going through, the most heinous, obnoxious, unthinkable things are right there. Because right next to Krishna, Maya is there. Right next to Krishna. If you show back to Maya, you are facing back to Maya, you are facing Krishna. If you show back to Krishna, you are immediately facing Maya. There is nothing else in between. There is no grey area in between that you can just hang on. Like take a break from Krishna. And be safe also. It's not like that. So, we have gone through Corona 2020. We are still going through. We still don't know what the future is having in store for us. So, all this is actually enough for us to understand and take our fortune seriously. This is enough. I don't think any more thing needs to be there in Kali Yuga for you and me to take this Krishna consciousness seriously. Because even historically people are telling that only once in a millennium it happens. It happened 1920, it's happened in 2020. So it will happen in 2120. I hope we are not there that time. And nothing more need to be coming to be serious. So sometimes I think what the Lord needs to do more than this to make us take this seriously. What else he can do? People are dying. You know, known people are lying in a line, one after another. There's sorrow after sorrow. Memorial after memorial. Please understand. Funeral after funeral. Amazingly. And you can't even see them when the funeral is going on. The close ones cannot see. It's all packed up. From distance you can see. Such kind of situations are happening. So I think when else we will take this seriously? This is the time. And in one sense, the best part of it is the best time because we can become really serious about it. And make tremendous progress. When people are, you know, without Krishna, falling down in
the pool of material misery so fast, at the same time we can increase our speed going back to Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, it was a lunar eclipse, right? The most inauspicious time, you know, everybody submerged in the water. But that is something called as Punya Kal in any eclipse. All eclipses have a Punya Kal, which is exactly Grahan Kal. It's supposed to be very inauspicious. Why? Because when it is very inauspicious, and when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you can make advancement in during that time, which you can never make other times. So when there is worse times, and when you take shelter of Krishna's holy name, in the worst times you get more benefit than in the good times, because in good times you may not be that serious about the same thing. When you have a lot of wealth, you may not value 100, 200 rupees falls down from pocket, you don't care. When you don't have any wealth, so those 200 rupees are so precious, every rupee is important. Just keep it 100 again and again properly in the pocket. So actually, bad times are good times actually. Because bad times, the learning is best in bad times. You don't learn in good times. Only a sage, pure devotee can learn in good times also. But normal man like us, normal people like us, don't learn things in good times. Where good times tends makes us to go and enjoy, you know, let's enjoy, what is wrong? It's like, it's due for us. But bad times really take you deep in the soul, deep in the realizations, deep in the process of our perfection of life. Otherwise, Kunti-like personality cannot say, Vipada, Santuta, Shashvat, let that come again and again. Why should she say that? If bad things are going to be really bad and not anyway beneficial, then why should she say that they should come again and again? Because she is explaining, when bad things are happening, you can call out the name of the Lord. If the Lord will be there immediately in response, when good times will come, we will not have that urgency or that gravity or the seriousness to call. There is no need. Utna dardi nahi hoga. There is no pain like that which makes us call. That's why bad times are good times. That's why corona times also, when everything was so much misery, Mrityu Tandav was going on everywhere, still devotees were in bliss actually. Believe me. Not because they are saying, oh, you stupid people are suffering, see, we are enjoying. Not like that. Because they were able to call the Lord. They were able to call the Lord for the shelter, and the shelter was available. And even in the middle of the misery, there was so much joy was there. Because in the inner recesses of the soul, there is a resource of bliss for all of us. And that resource which is there inside remains constantly, whatever happens around you. Whatever happens around you, including you, with you, the inner resource never changes, because inner resource is Krishna. He was not affected by anything around what's happening. That's why bhakti is a process where you can access the inner resource and remain there in all times to come. So one of the aspects or one of the glories of bhakti is it keeps you, or it can keep you, blissful in the middle of the worst miseries of life. While they are around you, it's not that they are going away. They are not vanished. They are not destroyed. They will be there, because Mam upetityo konteya dukkhalayam ashashvatam. The nature of the material world is miseries will be there. There is no time when miseries are not there. There is no best time. So they will be there around you, affecting you in one sense, but they will not affect you in another sense, because you are attached to the inner resource of bliss, that is Krishna. I was just thinking, you can just, now we will talk about Vyasadeva, huh? Now see, Parashar Muni was the father of Vyasadeva. In Bhagavatam 9th canto, all this birth, everything is given, who is whose son, how they came, how Satyavati came, everything is given in details. So he was a great devotee of the Lord. He wrote Parashar Samhita, then the famous soka of the six opulence of the Lord, it is there in Parashar Samhita. At the same time, he was a great astrologer, and he could see past, present and future.
And such souls are very precious. Because when they see past, present, future, they don't misuse that vision. They only use that vision for welfare of people, for kalyan of people in general. So he is just passing by the river. I think it's Jamuna, if I'm not mistaken. Where Satyavati, the adopted daughter of Dasharaj, was doing nauka, what do you call, boating from this end to that end, this bank to that bank. So suddenly he saw by his deep vision that this time is extremely auspicious. The constellation in the sky is extremely auspicious for a great soul to be born. But what is required for a great soul to be born? You require a woman and you require a man, so that the great soul can arrive and take birth. So he saw in the middle of the river, there is only one woman in front of him. There is Satyavati. So he proposed to her. It looks so odd, na? You are a sage, you are just traveling in a boat, and suddenly you propose to an unknown woman who is boating the boat. Can I have a child with you? So what appears most obnoxious actually is a great benevolent activity, selfless activity, unattached activity, no activity of sense gratification. But this needs a sage to explain to you, it is not like that. He is not a lusty fellow, just lusting over a loner lady available in the middle of the river. He is universally placed himself, thinking of the whole creation, not universe also. So he proposed to her, he explained to her. Of course she knew that he is a great sage and he won't just approach for any nonsense activity. So she said that I have got four problems to say yes to you. If you solve those four problems, I am ready for that. What are the four problems? He says, we are in the water. We should not unite in the water. It is not good to do this activity in the water. I am a kanya, that means I am an unmarried, chaste woman. I am a virgin. So I don't want to break my virginity. What do you call virginity? Or virgin nature? I want to maintain my virgin nature. But I am not yet married. Who will marry me? Anyways, I am a kshatriya girl because of my body has fish smell. I am matsyaganda. My one kosh, 2 miles in radius around me, there is a fish smell. So I could not be raised by kshatriyas. I was given to Dasharaj. The fisherman. So that is one other thing. I have this problem. Plus, I want to maintain my virginity. And I do not want anybody to see us when we unite. So there is no problem. Because the sage is so powerful that he can, to make the great soul appear for the welfare of the whole universe, for the whole age of Kali Yuga, he can use his powers to create a situation favorable for that. So he said, okay, we will create a tapu, we will create island in the water, dvipa. And you will not lose your virginity, that is my guarantee. And for anybody not to see, I will create a cloud of invisibility on the island. When nobody will be able to see, even demigods will not be able to see what is happening. And fourth thing is, as soon as you unite with me, I will release you of bad smell and a beautiful fragrance will come out of your body for one kosha after that. So immediately created an island and he didn't have a union like we men and women have. He just touched her with a mantra in the mind. And by touching, there was no question of 9 months pregnancy and moving around with first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, all problems, nothing. Instantly she gave birth. Like Kunti, from years she gave birth to Karna. And she remained Kanya and the body smell immediately changed and Vyasadeva was born. And he was not known as Vyasadeva that time. He was dark like Kajal. Absolutely dark like Kajal, like black mascara. So he was named as Krishna. His name was Krishna. And the Dvaipayana was added to his name because he was born on Dvipa, on island. And he was a Siddha avatar of the Lord. He was not like having childhood, breastfeeding, then teeth coming out of the gums and crawling, walking, learning, talking and everything growing up. No, immediately he grew up to 16-year-old. Any other Siddha avatar you know like this? Shukadeva Goswami was already 18-year-old. Born and 18-year-old. Straight walking. No discussion. Then who else? Vamanadev. Born, straight 8-year-old. Kapiladev also. Kapiladev was born, immediately he grew up. There's no childhood. Draupadi was born young lady only. There was no childhood for Draupadi also. So these are all divine souls. So this happened on Ashada Shukla Purnima. Okay? Which is going to come very soon now. Immediately after Rath Yatra, Pandarpur, the Purnima will be the birthday of Vedavyas. Now, so the name is discussed. Now, why he was called Vedavyas? Because Vyas means Vistar, Vyas means expansion, Vyas means multiplying. So, till that time, it's very interesting to know, till that time the knowledge was only one, that is Rigveda. At the beginning of creation, Rigveda was created by Krishna to Brahma and then in Shruti. That means it was only heard. There was nothing written. All things were only heard and held. So there were people who were doing that, were called Shruti Dhar. They were holding the Shruti. And it was always there. Once stored, never to be deleted or never to be corrupted. That was the situation of every brain. All scriptures, as soon as you speak something, and you at least only thing you have to do is hear attentively. If you hear attentively, it's permanently stored. DNA, RNA chains are permanent. No old age effects on that. That was the benefit of previous three yugas. So, the Rig Veda as one entity was being taught from guru disciples to disciples to succession and coming down. But Vyasa Muni, also like Parashar Muni, his father, was a great Trikala Darshi. As soon as he was born, he is born as incarnation of the Jnana, knowledge, opulence of the Lord. The whole knowledge of the Lord appeared as Vyasadeva. Just to propagate the same knowledge. So, interestingly for all of us to know, that Vyasadeva was the one who actually manifested the lipi, the script. What do you call it? How to write? The Sanskrit script, Devanagari we can call it. That script was revealed by Vyasamuni. The first writing script was revealed by Vyasamuni. And then he wrote with his pearl-like handwriting. Of course he didn't write. Of course he engaged Ganesh, Lord Ganesha. And there is a cave, Ganesh Gufa. And there is a Vyas Gufa at the bank of Saraswati River in Himalayas. We have all gone there. Very, very beautiful place. If anybody wants to write any book or anything, that is the best place to write. Historically also and environmentally also, atmospherically also. The place is so conducive for going within, for going deep within yourself. To look, you know, Vipassana means what? To look within, to look to yourself. We are generally externally predisposed. We are always looking out and externally influenced we are. But sages go to Himalayas for what? To see within, to go within, to see within. And my experience is that when you go to Himalayas, it's a very amazing experience. Your eyes start closing immediately. Not because of sleep. You're fully awake. Your eyes go closed because you start going within. You become meditative. You become contemplative. It's a natural phenomenon there. In Mumbai or in a city which filled with Rajoguna, the atmosphere is that you are always externally predisposed and the external things pull you out, out and out. And you remain far from the reality. From yourself. So we go to meet ourselves there. To spend time with ourselves there. And when you do that, I can tell you, Mother Ganga and Himalayas are so powerful that each day they give you new realization. Each day. You just sit at the bank of Ganga, chant the holy name. Every single thing what you see and you happen to see will give you newer and newer wonderful realization. Most wonderful realization. And then you feel like writing those down. You don't want to miss those realizations because today you have the realization, tomorrow you may forget that. Something else may come up in your mind. So there's a mood or there's a inclination to pen down whatever you see today or like today or you feel the realization point of view. So that is where Vyasadeva is sitting. And Narad Muni is his guru and on instruction of his guru. And the Laukik way, of course, all are divine personalities, but from the worldly etiquette point of view, one is a guru of another, instruction going on and following is going on. Ganesh Bhagavan is inducted into the service and given the condition that please write down only after you understand what you are writing down. So he'll get some time to compose the next verse. So then what happened? The Saraswati river was making a lot of noise. So he requested her, please don't make noise, go peacefully. But as the rivers, I heard Guru Maharaj Radhana Swami telling one time that don't keep ever names of rivers to any disciples, because they become uncontrolled. He said, my experience is whenever I kept name of river, those ladies have become uncontrolled. So by nature, river is always flowing and it never stops. And sometimes fast, sometimes overwhelming the rock, sometimes going this direction, crossing the banks, everything. So she didn't listen. So he kind of cursed her that you will disappear from here. So after some distance, she disappeared and went underground. And all over India, she is only underground. Even at Prayag also, she is underground only. At Ramkund, Nasik also, she is underground. Everywhere she is underground, creating Sangam, but underground only. And before I forget, I want to tell you one more thing about the river. It is said that, particularly about Ganga only, it is said, as long as Ganga is gloriously flowing within her banks, keeping the maryada of the banks, she becomes worshipable. You go and offer Achman, you can take bath, you can sit next to her and pray, chant, meditate, whatever you want. As long as she is flowing within her boundaries. Moment she crosses her boundary, what happens? You run away from there. You cannot stand there. You stop worshipping, praying, bathing, meditating. You just run away. So this is told about Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra is that maryada. As long as the human life is within the maryada, it becomes worshipable. It becomes glorious. But as soon as human life goes beyond maryada, the boundaries of the etiquettes of human life, you become a nuisance. You become a trouble for the people. Anyway, so I just remembered that wonderful realization. So, first thing what Vedavyas did was, one Rig Veda he made into four. Because he understood that the brain that people had when they were Shrutidhar was very involved, very highly evolved. And he saw that in Kali Yuga people are not going to have that kind of affluent brains. That capacity of accumulation, assimilation is not going to be there. Akalan Shakti will not be there. So he divided into four and made it easy. And that also he felt that it is very difficult because everyone will not be able to be having the adhikar or the yogyata to understand Vedas. Vedas are, if you go to our Indian ancient scriptures, there are qualifications to also understand and read Vedas. It's not just go to Khandelwal and buy the book and start reading. You may not understand anything. There's a qualification required. Like Gayatri Mantra is publicly available on cassettes and loudspeaker also it is played. But you're not qualified to chant unless Guru gives you and empowers you with Gayatri Mantra. And you may not derive the full benefit of Gayatri Mantra. Maybe 1% of 1000 items you will get. 1% of 100 items you will get maybe. But when you get the same Mahamantra, Gayatri Mantra from Guru Maharaj, then 100 out of 100 benefit will be there. Because then you become qualified for that. So, then he wrote Upanishads. 108 Upanishads he wrote. Still further he thought, I should elaborate more in story forms, in a historical way. Same thing, but you tell in the story form as a real history. So Puranas came out. 18 Puranas he wrote. After 17 Puranas he wrote. And then he wrote two Itihasas. One of them is Mahabharata. And Mahabharata, such a literature he wrote, please understand, Mahabharata, the stories that are in Mahabharata, they are there in other scriptures. And there is no story which is there in other scriptures which is not there in Mahabharata. That means whatever scripture you know, which is bona fide Vedic scripture, and whatever is told in the story form in those literatures, everything is there in Mahabharata. Mahabharata is a complete encyclopedia. And Mahabharata was written by Vyasadeva, and after every 88 verses, he wrote a complicated verse, so that he can get more time to contemplate. Because Ganesh will take more time, it's very indirect. And there are verses in Mahabharata which are little bit indirect and complicated. And there are something like 125 shlokas. Well, interestingly, originally Mahabharata was 60,000 verses. 60 lakh verses. 30 lakh verses was given by Vyasamuni to Devatas. And one of his 8 disciples he chose, you preach this in Devaloka. And how many 30 remaining? Then 15 lakhs gave to Gandharvas and Rakshasas. Another disciple he appointed, you preach them, this Mahabharata. Then the third one I don't remember, I said in my other diary. 14 lakhs he gave to another group of people. And another disciple of his he engaged to preach. And 1 lakh he sent on earth. And he told Jaimini Rishi, one of his disciples, to propagate this on earth. So what we have is 100,000 verses. And that also is complete. Don't think that we have a 1/60th portion of knowledge. That also is complete. It's like customized service is there. Whatever you need, it's provided. And what is the best time to read Mahabharata? From Vyasa Purnima to Kartik Purnima. Chaturmasya is the prescribed period of reading Mahabharata. And if you read Mahabharata during that period, it is explained that you can go back to Godhead if you hear it attentively and read it attentively. People feel that Mahabharata is supposed to be, you know, creating quarrels. If you keep Mahabharata Grantha in the house, brothers will fight. If you read Mahabharata, fights will increase. But exactly opposite Gaurav is there. If you read Mahabharata, then the fights will not be there. There will be, what do you call, peace. There will be love. There will be coherence and coordination and good sahayoga at home. So there are unlimited benefits. Anyway, so Mahabharata also he wrote. Now one of the most important thing in Indian literatures, which may not be exactly Gaudiya literatures, but like, you know, India has a beautiful tradition of explaining certain things. So Vyasadeva is addressed as Vinaya Vyas. Very interesting thing I came across only last week. Vinaya Vyas. Why Vyasadeva is called Vinaya Vyas? Because in all that abundant literature which he wrote and expanded, never he mentioned about himself. Who is he? His incarnation of Lord. He should be worshipped. Or never ever, whatever he wrote, you can imagine if you write one book now, you will go and tell 100 people, this is the book I wrote, you know, I wrote this, I did, at this place I wrote this, this is what I wrote, and please read it, please subscribe for it. Whatever we will go on saying. But imagine Vyasadeva. Can anybody be author like Vyasadeva? Can anybody claim to be author like Vyasadeva? And the substance that he has written down? Imagine. But still, in his whole literature, not a single mention is there about himself. That is why the sages who came afterwards, like for example, Gopala Bhatta Goswami had another lineage, I will tell you, interesting. Gopala Bhatta Goswami's disciple is Srinivas Acharya. His one of the disciples is Manohar Das Acharya. His disciple is Priyadas Acharya. And he has written commentaries on Vyasadeva's literature. And he writes, how great is Vyasadeva? He is mentioning, he is Vinaya Vyas. He is beginning the description of Vyasadeva as addressing him as Vinaya Vyas. So Vyasadeva taught us Dham Nishta, Guru Nishta, Krishna Nishta, and Vigraha Nishta. All that is required to perform bhakti, everything he taught. He established Lord as Supreme Personality of Godhead because Vedas do not talk about it directly. They don't talk about it directly. It's very indirect and very, what you call, philosophically a little bit complicated. So he made it straight. And then after writing also everything, all of us, you know that he was unhappy. So he was thinking what happened, what went wrong. I served my Guru. So he was meditating on the bank of Saraswati. Narad Muni came, a little bit teased him here and there, and then told him that you write the glories of the Lord. It is not that Vyasadeva did not know this, but this Leela had to be enacted so that we understand. By Arjuna was put into illusion,
so that we get Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is an Arya, progressive value of life he knows. He is not a person who is not knowing all these things. But he was put into illusion for our sake. Bhishmadev was put into opposite side so that we understand. Even Bhishmadev goes on opposite side, Asatya, then he will be destroyed. So like that, Vyasadeva was put into illusion and then Srimad Bhagavatam had to arise on the horizon of the world. You know, Krishna Sudha, Sudhamu Pagate, after Krishna left the planet, Srimad Bhagavatam has come. And after that, he didn't write anything. But lo and behold, that same Vyasadeva came running to take birth again in the womb of Narayani after sucking the thumb of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Srivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit. She was like an orphan lady, was maintained by Srivas Pandit. And Mahaprabhu said, Narayani, chant Hare Krishna and cry in ecstasy. Then a poor four-year-old girl chanted Hare Krishna by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and she fell unconscious in ecstasy. And later in Mamagachi, you know, in Mudadruma Dvipa, she gave birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. He wrote Srimad Bhagavatam before. Interestingly, Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad? It is the mud of Sri. It is the ecstasy of Sri Radharani, which is explained in indirect way. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sri is not mentioned or discussed there. But Srimad is very much discussed in whole Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it's called Srimad Bhagavatam. So whole Srimad Bhagavatam is Sri's mother, the intoxication of love of Srimati Radharani, expressed in a very systematic manner, in a very progressive manner till 10th canto, then the epitome is explained. And then he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Then all those esoteric activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained. How much indebted we are to Vyasadeva. There was no printing press that time. We had to write on Murjapatra, maybe with peacock feather and some other chemical, rasayan coming from trees and some special leaves which are processed, and you have to write on that and you have to stack them, give number to them and also read them accordingly. Imagine if we were at the time of Acharya Srinivas and we were told to get Bhagavatam. Today what we will say? Not possible. Let's give it up. It's impossible. How can we do that? But Srinivas Acharya went from place to place to place to place to find out another copy of Bhagavatam, because the copy of Gadadhar Pandit was wiped off with his tears of love. And you can imagine, he travelled all the way and reached and found out that Gadadhar Pandit had left this world. Next person also left this world. And today we have Bhagavatam available. You know, we have to go out and tell, buy, please buy, discounted, this, that, 1000 discount in December. All were, even up to the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, handwritten. Imagine, Janma Devi wanted to have a set of literature in Bengal and only Jiva Goswami had that set of books in Vrindavan, in his library. That too, not easily. Very difficult work he had done to get things together and store all manuscripts written by hand. And when she requested, I want, he had to get it translated, replicated. There is no Xerox or there is no printing press. It's like you have to write hand by hand. And that too, same way. You have to get the leaves, get the whatever chemical from the trees and write down and stack it and then label it. This stack is Chaitanya Charitamrita, this stack is Upadeshamrita, this stack is this. You can imagine? And you all know the story that it was carried by bullock cart. There was no train or flight or cargo. In the mean between, it was stolen by the king's thieves. And he had to again preach a lot, to do a lot of tricks to bring it out in a very unique way. And then it reached Bengal. And then, you know, it was distributed over there. You can imagine how much trouble is there. You might as well give up reading only. If so much trouble is there, if koi bolne wala hoga, to I can hear. Otherwise, forget it. It's not my cup of tea. But people were still reading in those days. It's not that they were not reading. Even during Prabhupada's time, one Bhagavad Gita went to Russia and people were reading underground. Thousands of people, one, till it was torn into pieces, people were reading. And that's how our tradition is maintained. Otherwise, If everybody would have said, it is so difficult, who will do it? But the compassion in the hearts of sages in Kali Yuga is so much that they take so much trouble so that these things are available to people who are in general interested or not interested, but for their welfare. That's why the one person who has invented printing press, he will get tremendous benefit. Because yes, a lot of nonsense literature also is printed. But so much literature which is delivering people from cycles of birth and death also is printed. So he will get tremendous benefit. Unlimited benefit. Because of that we are having Bhagavatam right now. You have Bhagavatam, I have Bhagavatam. Many temples I see when people are doing Bhagavatam class, everybody has a Bhagavatam in his hand. He is reading purport along with the speaker. That was not the fortune when Jiva Goswami was there, Rupa Goswami was there. It was only they have to bring their soul in the ears and hear everything and drink the nectar and try to memorize by concentrating. That's only so much tapasya was there. Now you have to, now you can doze off through the class. Because you know Bhagavatam is there, it's going to be recorded, you can hear afterward also. You can afford to doze off. But in those days, there's no question of dozing off. Because once lost is lost, there's no recording, nothing. What is gone through your ears, through your RNA, DNA is only with you. Rest all gone. Some friend may revise for you if he was not sleeping. But he also is busy. So what I'm trying to tell you is, what is Vyasa, Veda Vyas watching in future? Is watching that our memory is going to get lost. Our lifespan is going to get lost. Good qualities are going to get lost. Always we are overwhelmed with fighting nature. Yupadrutaha. Alpayusha is always there. So many misfortune is there. Fortune is available but you are not taking it. So we are unfortunate. So many things are there and they are not just there in X amount. No. They are increasing in their quantity also as time passes. Our mandabhagya is increasing as time passing. Our fighting nature also is increasing as time is passing. We want to fight on small, small, trivial things also. Our lifespan is decreasing continuously from 90 to 80 to 70 to 58 now, average lifespan. So it's just happening with steady speed, whatever is getting decayed. And in that situation, we need to be alert to take whatever is possible to be taken because the size of the cup is also reducing. I'm just giving allegorical example. Your cup was this much big. It was a pot before. And now your pot has become cup. And if you sleep, the pot will become a spoon. So even if what you can take also will be reduced. So take now whatever you can. You don't have to wait till December. We have to use it every day. That's why Prabhupada always said, I wrote the books first for my disciples. And then for people to get to read and distribute. If you just distribute books and don't read the books, then what is the value of writing the books? Because you don't know anything whatsoever. Just because you have to make a score, you are reading, distributing the book. And because you are not read, by your influence, by your aura influence, the people also will not read because the person is giving them. He has not read himself. See, you don't give just the book. You also bring give the attitude of yours with the book. Like when you give food, when you cook the food, it's not just the food that you're cooking, gulab jamun or rasgulla. It's also your consciousness you give that with that. No? It's mixed with that. And a mother gives with love. You give with your love. Damodar Prabhu gives sweet with so much of love, cooks with so much of love. So it's not just son property. It's love of Prabhuji. Going the heart of people, changing the heart, whatever is happening. So similarly, when you give the book and you have not read the book, you don't know what is there in the book. And the person who is taking also, no, will not read the book. As you have kept the book in the shelf, he will also keep in the shelf. So if you really want people to read the books and change their heart, you read the book and change your heart and then give the book. Then people will change their heart. It's all what you have you can give. You cannot give what you don't have. So that is why how much more responsibility is there upon us devotees, so-called devotees in Kali Yuga. Because if we really want to change somebody's heart, we need to be a changed heart person. Then only we can change. Otherwise, it's all the external ritual. And rituals don't make effect generally. It does create auspiciousness, but doesn't create so much transformation. Transformation is there only because of the heart involvement When the heart is involved, there is transformation. In anything, if you want to transform misery to happiness, ignorance to knowledge, decay to growth, whatever you want to transform, it's only because of heart involvement. There is no other thing. The heart is not there, there is no transformation. So, we need to meditate on this, what Vyasadeva meditated long back. Now what he saw, we are part of the scene. He must have seen us also. What is our plight? And looking at our plight, what is the nature of the great soul? They just don't have a siddhi to see. They do something about it. They just don't see misery and just keep quiet. Like a saintly personality cannot sit quiet if in the train next person is crying with pain. He just can't say, oh, I am doing meditation. What do I do? I am detached. No, his heart will pour out compassion. The very nature of love, if you have at all for the Lord, the very nature of that love is compassion. So he is watching all of us after so many thousands of years. And he has made provision that time only because he knows that now people will not remember anything in Kali Yuga. They need to be revised. And the revision can only take place when the scripture is in writing form, in the written form. So he took to the trouble. Now all that trouble which he took, of course it was not trouble, it was all ecstasy for him, but still it was an effort. All that effort is for you and me, please understand. Directly for you and me. Not for them. It is for me. And then for us. And then for them. So, we need to be grateful for this. And being grateful means taking advantage of that. Doing justice to what the hard work, hard labor they have done. Otherwise, all the labor is useless. The printing technology is useless. The paper technology is useless. The ink technology is useless. The font is useless. We don't take this seriously. All time we have to remember we are very fortunate. We are very lucky that we have been given the best of best things. There are hundreds of walks of spiritual lives. Hundreds of walks of spiritual lives. Many are confusing. Many are bewildering. And ours one is very simple one. The most sublime one and a simple one. I remember in college, because of my family name is Vivekananda, I was very attracted to Vivekananda. And I got lot of books of his. And I read all the books of his. It must be having great substance, but it never entered my brain. Because too philosophically, you know, I don't know what jargon we call or what we call, but it never went in the heart. And then sometime His Grace Mahaprabhuji came with reincarnation and chant and be happy. And that straight went in the heart. See, all the way from his court work, wearing suit and tie, with his Maruti 900, he came to RG, Arambat Hostel, searching for me. And I was kind of a little bit depressed because the exam is coming and my chanting was decreasing. And he came and gave bunch of reincarnations and bunch of life, chant and be happy. One for you and rest for everybody else. You see? So that means some of us need to take that pain to reach out to cause that transformation and to save. Because maybe one of the so-called difficulty, person in difficulty can cause transformation to millions in future. He may be appearing to be smoker or drunkard or nonsense activity performer. But by your reaching out, he may turn out to be a great preacher in the future and he may change thousands of lives. With that little effort that you have taken, without knowing what is going to be in future. That is called selfless act, you know. So, so we have to pay our tribute or gratitude to Vedavyasji. He is our savior and he has saved us. And one last thing I'll tell you, that he also, this same personality, Priyadas Acharya, Gadadhar Pandi, Acharya Srinivas, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Acharya Srinivas, Manohar Das, and Priyadas. This Priyadas is narrating a story where Vedavyas also appeared as Madhav Das in Jagannath Puri. Most of you must have heard the story of Madhav Das Jagannathiya. That Madhav Das, who had diarrhea, sangrahani. Sangrahani means uncontrolled diarrhea. He just couldn't get up only from the bank of the ocean of Jagannath Puri. And he was just passing and he was so dehydrated and so much hypotension that he just couldn't get up from the place where he was passing. In the middle of the night at the bank of Jagannath Puri, in those days, nowadays there's a beach, is like a picnic spot. Everybody is around, hotel, everything is there. But in those days it was like a, in the middle of nowhere and the pitch dark. So a blue boy appeared to him. And he wanted to, you know, clean him. He wanted to help him out. So Madhava Das was quite embarrassed because somebody is cleaning you. It's like, you know, very embarrassing. So no. But somehow he was so helpless, he could not even protest. So that boy helped him out. And then Madhava Das is telling, why are you hiding yourself? Please reveal yourself. He said, what? I was just passing by. I saw you suffering, so I came to help you. Said, what you are telling me, in the middle of nowhere here, in the pitch darkest night, in the middle of the night, who will come except my Lord Jagannath? Now enough. Who can come? Who can dare to come? Because tigers, elephants and wild animals also would come when there is middle of nowhere. When there is nobody, they would come. Like when Corona times, everything was quiet. Everybody came out, peacocks, everybody, tigers, everybody came out on the road in some other places, not in Mumbai. But peacocks came out in the Borivali house, knocking the glasses of the window also. Because now there is no noise, no people like us. They come out. So he said, who can come out? It is only can be you, my Lord. So the Lord had to be forced. He was forced to reveal himself, you know. And then again he started coming to clean. So Lord, one day Madhava Das, like it's happening, 1, 2, 3, 4 days. He was just like, so no, I don't do that, my Lord. Don't do that. I cannot do. I'm your servant. You are my master. I can't get this kind of service from you. Please don't do that. And he's so weak. He can't protest physically. So he was expressing his protest by anger. So one day, when 15 days has passed, he expresses anger by not talking to her. I don't want to talk to you. So Lord said, what can I do? I cannot see you suffering like this. You say, you are the Lord. Now you just delete everything and free me. So no. Karma, I cannot just delete like that. So I have only one upay. That I will take your karma. Lord is telling. And 15 days of suffering was remaining. Krishnaram Prabhu, 15 days of karma was remaining in Madhava Das's life. That he had to undergo diarrhea and suffering. So the Lord took that over him and instantly delivered Madhava Das back to Godhead. And then Lord has the period called Anavasara, where he suffers for 15 days of the karma of Madhava Das, very happily and blissfully and joyfully. One of the reasons of the 15 days is Madhava Das's 15 days karma that Lord Jagannath took over. And apparently he is suffering from fever and all those things and taking jadi bootis and not taking his usual opulent chappan bhoga diet. Internal reason also is he wanted to spend time with Lakshmi Devi because all the year is with his brother and sister in public, not time with Lakshmi Devi. So spending time with Lakshmi Devi also. So that Madhava Das also, see, the trait of Vyasadeva continues. That Madhava Das also, Priya Das's disciple. And interesting, I'll tell you one more thing. Ishwar Puri Maharaj had come to preach. And this Madhava Das, how he became Jagannathiya actually? What triggered attraction for Jagannath in his heart? He attended one lecture of Ishwar Das, Ishwar Puri. And it is Ishwar Puri, so that's latest revelation, 3 days back. It is Ishwar Puri who narrated the story of Lord Jagannath's appearance after that story in Dwarka by Rohini Mata to Devaki and to 16,108 queens in the closed chamber. They were narrating and outside Lord fell down. All that story in detail was explained by Ishwar Puri. And that was heard by Madhava Das in the Pravachan. And there he became the fan of Jagannath. And left everything and went to Jagannath Puri. And became Jagannath's devotee. And what he was a disciple of Priya Dasji. So what he told him, that you write everything that is given in scriptures in a very simple Hindi poetic language. He said, I am a illiterate person. What poetry? I don't even know language. I don't even know prose. What to speak of, you know, writing poetry? But he said, no. Along with the order, also empowerment comes. So you don't worry. You just write. So he has written thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Hindi verses in poetic form, describing the literature in a very easy form. Because he was told that this Sanskrit written by Vedavyas, people don't understand. Kali Yuga mein Sanskrit, who knows? There's another university of Sanskrit made simple. No one goes for Sanskrit. They want to go for German, they want to go for Chinese or some translating Dubhashi job. But no one wants to go for Sanskrit. So who will understand Sanskrit? You write in local Hindi language. Same thing was told by Hanumanji to Tulsi also, Tulsidas. You write the same thing in a poetic Hindi simplistic form, so all common villagers will read that. Same thing with Salabega also. He also wrote in Odia language so many beautiful simple bhajans where people can relate to the love of Godhead. So you can imagine the trait of the saintly people continues and they don't give up their trait. They will do all out, they will go all out to so much of hard work so that people like us in general in Kali Yuga will be benefited. So we have to pay our tribute to those people also who have done so much of hard work. Srila Prabhupada has given up his sleep. Printer was available, printing was available. But to explain the same things what was written by so many acharyas, even what Jiva Goswami wrote or Rupa Goswami wrote need to be interpreted. So he spent sleepless nights to write so that we can read. So at least we can read, no? We are not doing sleepless nights to read. We are reading in daytime after having prasad, everything, sleep well, no fight with family members, everything is all right, we read. We are not reading like desperate like Radhana Swami. Walking and reading between 20 minutes between the two deity worships on Radhanath, Radhanath on the mountain. Because if you don't walk during reading, you will fall asleep. So he is walking as an instruction of Prabhupada. We don't read like that. We read it at ease, you know, when there is mood. When there is some lecture, we read to prepare. So all these gratitudes has to be cultivated in the heart for each and every personality who has brought down the treasure from that top all the way to us. And today also people are writing more to explain those same things in story, in life stories form. How grateful we should be. Because in Kali Yuga, there is nothing else to be proud of. There is no other quality. But we can be grateful. Although we are useless, fallen people. But we can be grateful. Because when we are grateful, then the Lord is attracted to us. Otherwise we can't impress Him by our Brahminical culture or whatever, you know. We cannot impress Him by anything. But we are grateful for what we have received. And by we express our gratitude by practicing what we have received, expressing our gratitude in action, then the Lord is pleased. Guru Maharaj also is very easily pleased. When he finds devotees only endeavoring also, he is pleased. You can see. What we are told, Maharaj, I can't even attend to the holy name. My mind is always wandering. I tried for years together. My mind is always wandering. What do I do? So the answer is given, you just keep trying. Show the Lord that you kept trying all the while sincerely. Nothing was achieved by you, but you kept trying. In the end, you will be given all the benedictions. That's what Guru Maharaj tells us. And he's not just telling us to, you know, what do you call, bewilder you or just pass the time. He's truthful. He's genuinely telling you, don't worry. You just keep trying. Sincerely endeavoring. So even if you don't read like Radhana Swami, 20 minutes walking like heavy backlog of sleep, just endeavor. Just read. And what Prabhupada has written down, in those 12 years, whatever he spoke and transcribed, one lifetime will not be enough to read actually. Although there's so much of load is there to read. This lifetime will not be enough. So when we will read, if we don't take it seriously now, life is running out. So when we read this literature, it's actually expressing our gratitude to all those who have put in their energy to create this literature. All those, you know, Krishnadas Kaviraj, 90 years of age, the banks of Radhakund, his hand is shaking, his tears are falling, he is not able to you know, coherently do things. And he's writing. And how is he writing? He's begging everybody, please bless me, please bless me, please bless me. And one person said, I bless you if you don't write my name. That is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So all kinds of people he went and took blessings to write that, so that you and me have Chaitanya Charitamrita today. The highest ecstatic literature which makes the hair stand on the end. He himself writes, I cannot write what is happening here, but please understand. Maybe you can grasp what I am writing. I cannot write if somebody tells you to write Radhanath Swami dancing in this temple in the olden style. You are asked to write it down. Can you write it down? Only you can see and understand what is happening here. But you cannot word it down. So many handicaps were there because something was happening you couldn't write. But he made his effort to somehow try to tell you what must be happening. Try to give you entrance in that Leela. Effort is there, no? Without effort, how can somebody give you entrance in Leela? It's not possible. So we have to express our gratitude, at least by reading them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Are there any questions? Any comments? One thing I forgot to mention to you. When Vyasadeva was born, naturally, you know, whether you are a virgin mother or whether you are whatever, love always comes. See, whenever you are an instrument in giving birth to a child, attachment always is there. So she said, oh, because he said, ki, the child will not be with you. You have to just produce and the child will go on his mission. So now, as long as child is not seen, everything is fine. But when child is seen, then you are very, where are you going? How are you going? Said, no, mother, I have to go on a mission. But whenever you will remember me, I will appear. Instant, I will appear. And whenever she remembered, he appeared. When Chitrangad Vichitravirya died, instantly he appeared. What is my service, my mother? So she said, whatever service, he did the service. And whenever difficulties came in during Mahal Mahabharata, he always appeared and kept on giving guidance to people. When that Brahmastra was released, that time also he appeared and did the needful. Always he was there. The most critical situations, he was there. So he was not only a writer. He did many services, not only writing. So many things he did. He also went to Duryodhana and told him, you nonsense, stop all these activities. Yeah, I mean, he did great jobs, great services. And he's still there. He's one of the Ashta Chiranjeeva living entities. He is in the place which is Badrika Ashrama, which is beyond human vision. It is where human beings cannot go. There is a Gomukh, and beyond that, there is a realm which is invisible, inapproachable. And that is where he is living today also. And that is where our dear Madhvacharya went. He carried two disciples all the way, but they were kept behind. And he went two times. One time he got instruction to write Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnay. And he came down and wrote. And second time he went and he disappeared from there, from the face of the earth. From the Ananteshwara temple, from that Vyasasana place, he just disappeared. He went to Badrikashram. From there he went back. So this is Vyasadev. Hare Krishna. Any comments by stalwarts, panditas? Thank you. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai ho.